By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump rallied supporters in the swing state of Pennsylvania Tuesday as the number of early ballots cast in the contest between him and Democrat Joe Biden passed 35 million, with 2 weeks of voting to go. Trump's trip comes a day before Biden's old boss, former President Barack Obama, is to campaign for the Democratic candidate in Pennsylvania, which will play an important role in deciding who wins the contest on November 3rd. National opinion polls show former Vice President Biden holding a wide lead over Republican Trump, although the contest is closer in swing states that decide elections, including Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people here in the U.S. and thrown millions out of work, has taken a toll on his re-election prospects. U.S. government health experts say Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans here in the U.S. have been dying at much higher rates than the coronavirus compared to white Americans. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report that from late January, when the pandemic first hit U.S. shores from China and Europe, through early October, deaths of white people were about 12% higher than in the same months of the four previous years. But the CDC said deaths of Hispanics in that 2020 timeframe were more than 50% higher than in recent years, with deaths of Blacks up more than 30%, and Asian Americans by more than 36%. The U.S. has recorded more than 220,000 coronavirus deaths to 8.2 million infections, this according to Johns Hopkins University. Via remote, this is VOA News. Soldiers opened fire on Nigerians protesting against police brutality in the commercial capital Lagos on Tuesday. Reuters reports witnesses said at least two people were hit by the gunfire. Thousands of Nigerians have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks now against a police unit, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS, that rights groups had for years accused of extortion, harassment, torture, even murders. The unit was disbanded last week, but the protests have persisted, with demonstrators calling for law enforcement reforms. Authorities on Tuesday imposed a round-the-clock curfew on Lagos, as the state governor said protests had turned violent. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness on Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded within hours, saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. The State Department said the U.S. is prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement. Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February of 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed in 2010 and imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. Japan and Indonesia on Tuesday agreed to accelerate defense and trade talks over mutual concerns about increasingly assertive China across the Indo-Pacific region. The defense agreement makes Indonesia the 12th country to arrange such a deal with Japan. Indonesia now is the latest country on Japan's list to engage in ministerial talks after the two agreed to have their foreign and defense ministers meet at a later date. The Paraguayan police, that is, said on Tuesday they had seized more than 2.3 tons of cocaine at a private port near Asuncion, with a market value of around $500 million hidden in a charcoal shipment destined for Israel. Police arrested two people identified as responsible for planning to export the contraband, identified one of them as a former director of the state television station. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.